What, when you look at your career, was your highest point?
It's right now. It's happening. I spend a lot of time like doing music. Music is what I love to do.
What was the hardest decision that you have ever made?
Oh my God.
I thought about these questions, I told you, yeah.
Because if you don't tell yourself, I did that, I finished that, whoa, well done, good job, nobody's gonna do it. Everyone has a bit of bad habits, drugs and those cigars and everything. An astronaut, he wants to go to the moon. Getting to the moon is gonna be his thing.
Yeah.
So this was my thing when I started.
You're at the moon, yeah.
I'm at the moon, watching Earth.
All right, Thomas, welcome to Young Ones Here at Tomorrowland. Thank you so much for making the time for us. And I'm going to ask you 10 questions. And your answers to these questions, hopefully, are going to help young people with big dreams make those dreams come true.
Hey, thanks for having me. That's amazing. Hope my a bit of my story and a bit of the struggles we can pass to others that are starting to like pass them as well.
Definitely, man. You're someone that is really close to the youth, of course. You're a youngster yourself, but you have accomplished some amazing things, and I guess they will get a lot of value out of that. So if you're ready, we're just going to dive straight into it, and let's get it on.
Let's go.
What was the hardest decision that you have ever made in order to come where you are right now in your life?
I think, to be really honest, I spend a lot of time like on the computer doing music. Music is what I love to do. But when you start something like you're passionate of, I think you're gonna write a first story. You have the will to do that, and then afterwards, when it becomes a profession, you have to like keep pushing yourself. So, I think the hardest decision in my life is like the time I spend when I'm traveling with my family and with stuff. Like I choose to really work to push harder on myself, but like it's a balance. Like you sometimes you have to take some things to get others. So I think that
definitely so it's more like, how do I divide my time to also my loved ones, my friends, and also to the big dreams that you have in your career?
And this is for everyone who like pushes them hard, because you get some burnouts, you get some things, but in the end you have to see it's a balance, right?
So
now what I do to myself, like some periods I struggle, like before Tomorrowland, I was until yesterday at 5 a.m. working on every detail of the set and everything. But afterwards, you need to recompensate yourself with a good, peaceful moments.
Yeah. And how do you get that peace? What works for you to get in that mental state of clarity and like calming down to be creative again?
For me, getting back to a kind of a routine, it helps me.
Yeah.
Because touring is like out of the routine. So do sports, I play tennis, and eat well and have a good sleep, and also be in a calm place, maybe travel somewhere you don't have, like to change the energy. It's the kind of thing that helps me.
Maybe question two is also nice in this regard. In the last 5 years, what new belief, behavior, or habit has most improved your life or your quality of life?
I think to be to accept some things of myself and the things I do, because I'm very perfectionist. So I've read once a sentence that it's written, better done than perfect. So I'm trying to like implement that in my life. And for you to reward yourself when you do something and you finished it. So like, I did that, I finished that. Whoa, well done, good job. Like to tell yourself, because if you don't tell yourself, nobody's gonna do that.
So yeah, it's definitely. So speak positive to yourself.
I think that is that.
Yeah, but that's such a nice advice, because that perfectionistic state can be, of course, very pushing. So that makes you push your boundaries. But when you can never be grateful and happy about what you have accomplished, I guess that's, at least in my opinion, the biggest failure I guess you can make, because then you can never be happy about what you've done and what you're doing.
And today I admire, like I'm a DJ, so I admire DJs and persons from my area that like gives their career a whole thing. They are releasing music, they are doing sports, they are doing, you know, like not only the music. So to have a healthy way of living in your career.
Yeah, It's important, right? Yeah, and definitely with this lifestyle, like you said, with touring. Touring is one of the hardest things, I guess, to be able to do. So, when you look at your career right now, what was the biggest setback in your career, and how did you deal with it?
In school, and this is good because we're hopefully talking to young people here.
Definitely,
yeah. And in Brazil, I studied in a school that people like. There's bullying in every school, but there are. I studied in a school that people were a bit more close to different ideas.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I went to another school that people were mind open, and that helped me. But in the beginning, like, it's not that I suffered bullying, but like, oh, he wanna be a DJ, the guys from the grade above us. Because like, when you start DJing, you have to start posting pictures, you have to promote yourself, you have to do all that things, and people are ashamed of posting. And today, nowadays, I see a lot of like children having Instagrams and then don't post any picture. And then I've even questioned that. And you see there are a lot of insecurities that we didn't have before the social medias.
Yeah.
So like, my advice that I posted on Instagram yesterday as well is like, try to be yourself, see what colors you like to wear, if it's a pink t-shirt, if it's a black t-shirt, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to, you go finding yourself, and those ones that were like bullying and doing things after, you really work hard on it, you show them it wasn't just like you wanted to show off or anything, you really liked that thing, and I think that's the most important.
It's a beautiful advice. Was it for you, those negative comments in the beginning, was it more like petrol on the fire? I guess that's a Dutch saying.
Yeah,
but more,
kind
did it
of.
Give you some more energy and spirit?
It actually didn't bother me a lot, so that's why I didn't say it was bullying, because I didn't serve it. But I was like, dude, what are these guys like? Oh, okay, I want to be a DJ. He wants to be a surfer. He wants to maybe try another thing. So
yeah, when I look back in time and I think about the things that I have done, just like you said, putting yourself out there is very vulnerable to do, because everybody can have an opinion about you. You're up on that big stage, everybody, of course, and there are millions of people watching on the live stream can have an opinion about you. What would you say when you look back in time and when you were 16, with the knowledge and the experience that you have right now, is one of the most important skills to develop as a youngster?
Yeah, the word wisdom came to my head. I think wisdom is like knowing how to deal with some things in life. And like, I don't judge myself for the things I've did before. But when you see those things as like, I would do completely different and it would be completely like kind of a better way to do it.
Yeah.
It means you improved on that thing. So I always try to like, don't have regrets.
Small steps, just look forward and go for it. Yeah. In all those years, just like you said, you made a lot of time investment, also right now, of course, also a lot of financial investments, I guess. What would you say is the worst investment that you ever made?
Girls, just kidding. the worst investment, oh my god, I don't think I have an answer for that. Yeah, financially.
Well, yeah, or maybe like time-wise, like you said, it's hard to balance things. And when I look at myself in my past, I also spent a lot of time gaming, going to bars, just not knowing what I wanted to do, just fiddling around. And of course, you need to do that sometimes to get where you want to be. But some of those things I did were not really, you know, beneficial for my health or my life in general.
I think the bad habits, everyone has a bit of bad habits.
Yeah.
But
what's yours, or what was
mine?
Yours?
Maybe like this sleeping things of sleeping very late, and I'm always late to things as well, so time doesn't work a bit with me.
Well, here you were before time, So the sleeping thing is a hard one to manage.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you speak with other DJs about that, like the Stamped family? Do you talk about how you can? Well, at least in these circumstances, manage that sleep? Or does everybody have their own?
It's crazy. I've been talking to a lot of friends of mine, like, are becoming doctors. And it's a similar kind of sleeping issue. Because, like, the real deal is, like, you play at 4 a.m., you arrive at 10 in the hotel, and then you sleep like 1 hour and you wake up, you don't know where you are, and you have to go to the party and you're the center of the attention and all these kind of things. So like that's why drugs and those cigars and everything, it's super common, like for DJs and this nightlife style. So it's always good like to put some barriers. I'm not gonna say that like I don't use anything, but like mainly those electronic cigarettes, like it's an issue. Like in Brazil, it's so crazy how many people are using that, and they're using, so like if you can't stop, like try to put limits, you know.
Yeah,
so I think
of course all those things, because there's so many things coming at you, it's also kind of to numb the all those intentions, right?
Definitely. And those are the bad habits that will like maybe shorten someone's life, because have to think like in the short term and the medium. And like
what, when you look at your career, was your highest point, your biggest achievement that you're like, this is the reason
it's right now it's happening?
Tomorrowland.
It's Tomorrowland.
Talk about like, that for how long has that been a dream of yours?
So since I started producing like 2014, 2015, I watched those Tomorrowland, so Martin Garrix, Avicii, Alesso, like Swedish House Mafia, all these guys were on my YouTube like every day. So I was producing and watching those videos. So like my biggest achievement, it's to be here now. Before that, I went to Ushuaia as well. It was like, I never thought I would play there.
Wow, yeah.
And Tomorrowland, I tell everyone, it's like those dreams you have that you already accept that you might never achieve, because it's like an astronaut, he wants to go to the moon. Getting to the moon is going to be his thing. Yeah. So this was my thing when I started.
You're at the moon. Yeah.
I'm at the moon watching Earth. But I'm also very excited because there are a lot of things to do. Brazil is also a huge country, so I'm
definitely
anxious to go back and travel, continue doing what I do.
Yeah. And what was the biggest factor in achieving your dream to come here to Tomorrowland? Of course, you're a part of the Stamped family, the records for Martin Garrix. How did you meet up or get in touch with him? Was it via a collab for the first time? Or
So the story behind me connecting to Stamped, Guga, he's from Entourage, which is my agency in Brazil.
Yeah.
So after I entered this agency, he saw like in my sound, oh, I think I might connect. He knew Watsi and Martin from a tour in Brazil. And we sent like 7 tracks that I hadn't released. A lot of them were like shit. But there was one that they liked, and it was my first release there. And after that, like, I just didn't stop. Every opportunity remix that came, I did. And you know, like, with when you have I don't know how to say that expression in English, but when you really have the guts to do things, not the guts, it's
courage.
Yeah, you don't let anything, any opportunity pass. You're always like getting them. So I think this was my thing to be here, because many people release songs there. Many people, I also saw that like sometimes you get struggles in your head and you might not think so. Like going back to doing music and releasing music and doing like the main thing.
Yeah,
it's
And then not to be too fast, but after today, you have done Tomorrowland, and your biggest dream has been achieved. What do you think is next? What's on your mind right now? Because, like you said, you're always striving for more and for better. So, are there already things in your head that you're like?
Yeah, there are a lot.
Take me with us.
Yeah, personal life. I'm living by myself, so this is a like it's a completely new life. And on Pontifex, I want to improve my show. So new visuals, new storytellings. I'm also trying to do like some live acts.
Yeah.
So, this and musically wise, like in the studio, produce a bit of other styles, maybe some hip hop tracks, and like maybe produce some things and not get released for other artists as well. So this kind of goals.
Does it give you the freedom when you are at this stage where you are right now to be more experiencing all these different genres and things, because Pontifex is getting more and more well known, and fans maybe give you more room to improve and experience. Like maybe in the beginning you're just striving to get there and do whatever it takes to be there. Does it feel for you in that matter, or is it completely different?
Yeah, and it kind of feels that. I think here in Tomorrowland, people are very open to like listening to good to new styles. For me, also doing the back-to-back with Justin Milo is going to be amazing, because he brings his style, I bring my style, so we're working on this blend. This was a dream for me a long time ago, I prepared the set, putting like some special music when I started producing and vocals that I liked when in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I think it's this freedom of getting on stage and doing what I want, like not what I want, but putting myself into the set. It's the most special thing.
Yeah. Just like you did when you were young, when you were posting about you wanting to DJ and all your big dreams. It's actually maybe the same.
And this is a thing that children have very good, because like children, I want that. Why do you want that? Oh, because I want that. I like this song. Why do you like? Oh, I like this song.
Yeah.
And then when you get adult, oh, this song is, oh, it's techno with 1,000 DJs. Oh, he's not going to, you know, like, so to get into your intuition and do like music with that. I think we always have to try to go a bit back, you know.
Definitely, the older you get, and just like you said, when your environment, then of course you don't choose when you grow up, you just grow up somewhere, it's very limiting to you. The older you get, the more limiting you get yourself, unless you do what, for instance, you have done. You break out of that, you break free, sort of say, and go and experience your own. But a lot of people, of course, find that very difficult. And that's also the reason, again, for this podcast. Like, it's to show those people that maybe at this point are in a phase in their life and it's not really common to experience different things, to show them, like, this is possible, you know. And there are people that are doing the same or thinking the same like you do. And you just have to connect with those people and lift each other up in that matter and make the world, I guess, a better and more and joyful place.
Definitely.
So maybe to close it off, because of course I can ask you the standard question, like, oh, what is your biggest tip for young people? But maybe to turn it around, like, what bad advice should young people with big dreams definitely not follow if they want to make those dreams come true?
What should they not follow if they want to make those dreams come true? Oh my God.
I thought about these questions. I told you, yeah.
I think I'm coming back to the point of the intuition, which is a thing that, like, I can be speaking here about intuition, but I'm not the guy that always know my intuition. So it's a thing that, like, you gotta search for it. You gotta live. You gotta see what's around you, your family, your friends, and like people you trust and love. So every time you feel like something is wrong, try to like go to your intuition and see if you know what it really matters to you, because there are always gonna be people saying. And I think the thing that empowers one a lot, like good actors, good professionals in general, like in every profession, is when you have like the ability to close your circle of friends, of people you like, and to listen. So I have great friends traveling with me, great vibes, and one keeps pushing the others. So it's very important not to follow those who are not these guys, you know, like those friends and people who just want to spit advices and they don't know like your life. So I think that.
Amazing. You said the word wisdom a few minutes ago, and this is what comes to mind when I hear you speaking about this. I want to thank you for your honesty, again, also for your time, because time is the most valuable thing that we have.
I had an amazing time, and I loved all the questions, and I really hope it inspired.
I'm sure you did. And maybe to top it off, I really want to wish you the best night ever, living your dream right now. And only that is a big inspiration for the whole world to see, like, what you have done, what you're doing, how you do it, and how you talk about it. I guess that's a thing a lot of people can learn from. And thank you, man. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.